Aladdin receiving three wishes appears in many versions of the story that predate Disney's movie. And if that's not the case, then maybe it goes back to one of the earlier films that inspired Disney's Aladdin, and that is the 1940 version of The Thief of Baghdad. In it, the princess is captured and sold in the slave market. She's then brought secretly by the evil magician and Grand Vizier Jafar and taken to his mansion. Jafar's servant Halima lures the princess onto Jafar's ship, and the ship sets sail. The king and the thief of Baghdad, whose name is Abu, chase after the ship in a small boat, but Jafar conjures up a storm to shipwreck them. Abu wakes up alone on a deserted beach and finds a bottle. When he opens it, an enormous genie appears. Embittered by his long imprisonment, the genie tells Abu that he's going to kill him, just because. But Abu tricks him back into the bottle. The genie then offers to grant Abu three wishes if he will let him out again. And if you're thinking right now of bashing Disney for taking elements of this story, allow me to point out that in another story in the Arabian Nights called The Fisherman and the Genie, the fisherman does the exact same thing with the genie that Abu does in The Thief of Baghdad. This is the nature of storytelling, and it is not a Disney invention.